The British capital, London, has a number of canals that crisscross the city. Don't worry, we're not talking mosquitoes and malaria anymore. But these London canals were once a main form of commercial transportation in the British capital, but they never really took off as a way to commute to work. Well, Guardian reporter Peter Kimpton decided to find out what that would be like, so he dragged an inflatable canoe into a nearby stream and embarked on an 8-mile trip through London's canal system.
I walked down from my house, which is near a park, onto the River Lee, and I'm surrounded by narrowboats, or barges as they're known, and surrounded by geese and swans, the sort of water lilies, and start paddling.
Now, things get kind of polluted along the way. You sort of see kind of what happened to London in miniature. What kind of stuff do you come across?
Well, you see a lot of plastic bags and tin cans and sort of oily substances, and this is the problem. I don't see it, but there's a possibility of sewage coming in from various sources, some from domestic homes and some from industry. And that isn't directly people's fault. It's just Victorian plumbing that's outdated and it can be quite unpleasant. But I didn't really encounter too much of that on this journey. It was a beautiful summer's day, just a few bits of rubbish floating around, and I did see some fish.
So you want to make this kind of a whole water trip, but at certain points you need to actually pick your kayak or canoe or whichever out and walk through the streets to sort of portage,
yeah,
as they say. How did that go?
Well, that's called portage, yes, portage. I've learned a new word recently because I'm not an experienced canoeist or kayaker at all. I've barely done this before, you know, just a little paddle around on holiday before. So British canals have a series of locks used for when there's a slope going uphill or downhill to change the level. And so the boats go through these locks. It takes a process of opening these giant wooden doors. But that takes too long if you're paddling in a canoe. So I would just climb out, lift the boat over, walk up, you know, a few feet, and then get back in. It was okay. It just broke up the journey slightly. But in an inflatable canoe, it's fine, really, and quite good fun.
How did people react when they saw you carrying your canoe?
Well, it's this mixed reactions. You can do almost anything sometimes in London with that English reserve, and people will just kind of ignore you. But I did get a few funny looks. You don't see many people canoeing down these waterways at all. It's still an eccentric thing to do, I think. You know, lots of friendly banter, people saying to me, making jokes like, oh, are you expecting lots of rain, like the floods are coming? So it's like having a cute dog with you or something. You can make friends very quickly by having an inflatable canoe with you.
Peter, what did you learn from your trip?
Well, what I did learn was that I've traveled before many times walking or cycling along the waterway pathways. But when you get in the water, it's an entirely different experience. You see things from a very different angle. And what a particularly profound effect was, as soon as you get on the water, you feel instantly relaxed, which you do not when you, even if you're cycling. And obviously, it's not relaxing to take the underground or the bus. So it's a very different state of mind. The only difference is it's not very fast.
Peter Kimpton usually writes about music, film, books, and travel for the Guardian newspaper in London. But recently he wrote about canooting, his new word for canoeing to work. It was an 8-mile route he took through London. Thanks, Peter.
Great, thanks.